beautiful girls,
and how our servicemen date them up. Want to know how they do it? Well, give a listen to Blind Date. Sit in with me now and hear how our men at work work on Blind Date over WJZ, New York.
8 p.m. by Ben Russ, official watch of American Export Airlines. For guaranteed accuracy, choose a beautiful Ben Russ watch.
I'm Pepico Pete, folks. To sparkle up your smile, to sweeten up your breath, use Pepico toothpaste. I say Pepico because Pepico toothpaste contains effective ingredients that work two ways to keep you attractive. First, helps to emulsify and remove food film that may dull the natural beauty of your teeth. Second, special action helps sweeten your breath. Pepico tastes tangy too. And Pepico's 50-cent bonus tube gives you one-third more paste for your money. So, guard your glamour. Use Pepico.
Blind Date, presented by Hines, H-I-N-D-S. Hines for beautiful hands. Yes, it's the famous lotion with the honey and almond fragrance, presenting Blind Date with Arlene Francis. Blind Date features six servicemen on furlough in New York who compete for dates with three lovely girls for an evening at the world-famous Stork Club. The boys and girls have neither met nor seen each other. They are separated by a partition and talk over telephones. Tonight's Blind Date chaperone will be lovely Miss Hazel Brooks, superintendent of stewardess service of the American Airlines. And now we'll give you that sparkling and delightful little lady, America's Blind Date gal, Miss Arlene Francis.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, everyone. Well, tonight brings us six more of Uncle Sam's best men, all set to demonstrate the G.I. method of romance on the telephone. Aren't you, fellas? Romantic-looking G.I.s they are, too. Aren't you, fellas? No. Well, start the romance rolling with some of your music, Teddy Rath.
Well, Arlene, the first Don Juan at the microphone tonight is John Willett, a private in the Marine Corps from Oakland, California.
Well, I can see by the ribbons that you've been a long ways from home in the last few years, haven't you, John?
That's right.
How far have you been?
A little too far.
I guess that's true of everybody, but where is the farthest point?
Philippines.
The Philippines? And how long have you been back in America? Can't remember?
About 3 weeks.
Is that all you've been back?
Well, this
three
time.
3 weeks, that isn't very much. How many trips have you made back and forth?
Left the States once before and was back in the States 19 days and left again.
And now you've been back 3 weeks.
And hope to stay.
And hope to stay. Indeed, we all hope you're going to stay. I presume you've been in the Pacific mostly, have you, John?
That's right.
I don't know why they call that the Pacific anymore. Hasn't been very Pacific, has it?
Not at all.
The Atlantic and Terrific would be a better name for
That's
it.
That's right.
And you're from Oakland, is that right?
That's right.
Where were you born, John?
Mitchell, South.
Mitchell, South Dakota?
That's right.
And how did you happen to get to Oakland? The family move out there when you were a little boy?
Short circuit someplace, no lie.
What hobbies do you have, John?
Play at polo.
You do? That's a pretty rough game. I guess that's right for a Marine to play rough games, though. Do you ever play water polo? Hey, you've got to swim like a seal and have breath like a flat-bottom whale to play water polo. Not that the other polo isn't tough enough. Croquet on horseback, huh? Is that, what do you want to do when you get out of the service?
Go back to school.
What were you studying in school?
Well, I want to take up metallurgy.
Metallurgy?
Okay.
That's the study of...
Chemistry of metal.
Chemistry of metal, uh-huh. And you're not nervous, are you, John?
No.
I want you to feel good and strong because you're blushing a little bit.
Am I am? No, it's so.
It's the light? A Marine blushing.
Oh, but definitely.
We ought to take you around the country as a living example. I didn't think
what?
A Marine ever blushed. All right, John, I'm going to let you get over the telephone so that you won't be nervous anymore. You have no hates or anything, have you?
No.
There's nothing you dislike very much.
No, nothing much.
If there were anything, what would it be? Huh?
I don't know.
You'll just like not making this date, if that happens to you. Well, I'm going to let you get over the telephone and talk to a young lady who is an American Airlines stewardess, a very charming girl by the name of Timmy Temko. She's been with the American flagship fleet for 3 years, and she's from Montclair. She's wearing a white dress with gold embroidery. She has tawny hair and tawny eyes to match. Go ahead now. See how you can straighten up and fly right. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, city dump? I mean... Hello, Timmy? This is John...
Yes?
Hello, this is John Willis from Oakland, California.
Well, how do you do? From Oakland, huh? Have you seen the Golden Gate?
Oh, sure. I used to swing on it.
Well, Jack, what's on your mind?
Well, it's like this, I think. How would you like to go out to the store club this evening with me?
Well, it's up to you to convince me.
What?
Heavens, yes. Do you think you can carry on an interesting conversation?
Uh-huh.
Can you discuss the arts and sciences?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to make up clever epigrams? Whatever they are.
It says here.
Well, what do you think is the most vital question right now?
What about something to eat?
All right, John, go ahead now. 10 more seconds. No, make the date.
Well, it's like this. Since you picked me up, it's up to you. And, well, you know how it is.
You mean,
Well, Arnie, here's a rival for that blind date now in the person of Al Mateko, a radar man, third class in the Coast Guard from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Welcome, Al.
Hello, Arnie.
Is that how you pronounce it, Mateko?
Absolutely correct, Arlene.
Absolutely correct I was. Now, the first button, huh? Are you happy?
Yes, I am.
You look real happy. You got nice dimples and a nice smile. I hope you have a wonderful life ahead of you.
Well,
think you
thank
will
you,
have?
Arlene.
Oh, it's nothing really. How long have you been with the Coast Guard?
Well, I've been with the Coast Guard approximately 3 years now.
And before that, what did you do?
I was a student at the University of Minnesota.
Were you majoring in anything special?
I was majoring in physical education, I mean.
You were, huh? Fighting the battle of the body bulge.
I guess that's about right.
You pretty good at tussling with muscles?
Well, I do my best.
I'll bet you do. What's the best thing for a slim waist, do you think?
Well, I would say a sailor's arm.
That's the one thing I haven't tried.
I don't know about that, Arlene.
And after the war, what do you hope to do, Al?
Well, Arlene, I'd like to go back and finish my studies at the University of Minnesota in physical education.
And then what do you want to do with it? Do you want to teach it, or do you want to have your own school, or what?
Well, my plans call for teaching it.
I'm sure you'll be a very good teacher. You're nice and direct, and you look very strong. May I just feel your muscle 1 minute? Just let me feel that one muscle. Come on. Come on, show it to me. Really, Oh, sensational. Lionel Strong for it, huh? All right, now I'm going to let you get over the telephone and see if you can make a date with Timmy Temko.
All right, thanks, Arlene.
Not at all. Hello?
Maternity ward.
Beg your pardon?
Timmy, this is Atomic Al Mateko. And
well,
I'd like to be your pilot, and we'll take off for the store club tonight.
Well, you would, huh? How are you at the controls?
What did you say?
I said, how are you at the controls?
Well,
Al?
I'm pretty good at the clutch.
Are you sure you know how to take off?
Only when I take a shower, Tiffany.
Oh, then you aren't really a pilot.
No, but let's do some high flying tonight.
All right, now, 10 more seconds.
Well, Timmy, I only have a little, few more seconds, but I'm up against a pretty strong competition tonight in the United States Marine Corps, but I'll assure you that if you choose me tonight, I'll assure you an atomic time, and I may not be no pilot, but I'd sure like to land this date.
Thank you. All right, Timmy, the fighters have just met in the center of the ring and they've shaken hands already. Now we want to know which one of them is going with you to the store club. Is it going to be John Willett or is it going to be Al Mateko?
Well, I guess Al convinced me.
Al convinced you. It was that smooth, stern line. She wants to find out about your muscles, too. Congratulations. You did a nice job, Maureen. If you'll just sit down there for a minute, Maureen, we'll see you at the end of the show. Will you take that pretty orchid right through that door to that Heinz honey that's waiting over there?
Oh, this is it!
Hi, Jane. I have a little present for you. May I pin it on you? I'm kind of nervous, but I'll pin it on you anyway.
Well, you better...
Well, if I don't, I'll probably stick you.
You better wait till you're sitting down before all you right. Pin it on her, Al, because you're liable to go to pieces up here. The sound of a pin going through a girl is not very good on the radio. We will now we're going to proceed with giving you $5 telephone money, Al, and Heinz has provided this for you. Of course, this is in addition to your free evening at the store club, you understand. Now, to get the $5, all you have to do is repeat this. Now, pay attention to me. I'm going to ask you to repeat something after me. Give us a kiss, miss, said Chris to the Swiss. I am not a Swiss, miss, to Chris, said the Swiss. I am a Swiss, missus. All right, now, come on, see if you can start.
Arlene, are you serious about that question? Let's see now. Do I have to repeat that? I mean...
Just try it. Give us a kiss, miss.
Give us a kiss, miss.
I knew you'd get that one.
I knew you'd get that one. I know I wasn't supposed to say that, but I just put that in.
Now, you just threw that in for good luck. Said Chris to the Swiss.
Said Chris to the Swiss.
All right, now, you have to say the last all together. I am not a Swiss miss, to Chris said the Swiss. I'm a Swiss missus. I am not a... Come on.
I'm not a Swiss miss, said Chris.
Go ahead. Said Chris to the miss. I want you to go home and rehearse that. We'll see you right after the program. Nice work. Take the gal.
No rehearsing tonight. I've got her.
May we congratulate you on your clever gift of gab. And boy, God, girl, so have your whirl, for Heinz picks up the tab.
Heinz!
Ken, what are you doing with the stopwatch? We're not running overtime tonight.
No, I was just clocking 30 seconds to show you how fast Heinz works to make hands feel soft. We've just finished a nationwide 30-second test on the new lanolin-enriched Heinz Honey and Almond Fragrance Cream. Coast to coast, 95% of the women who use this cream found their hands softer, smoother, in only 30 seconds. Think of that. Just 30 seconds. That's quick work. Chapped, rough housework hands look better and feel better right away with the new rich Heinz Honey and Almond Fragrance Cream. Now we're asking each of you to make the amazing Heinz 30-second test on your hands. You, too, will find that after using this new Heinz Honey and Almond Fragrance Cream, your hands will feel smoother and in only 30 seconds.
Now, Arlene, Gothamite's ideas on how to make a blind date as we hear from Edward Shade, a sonar man second class in the Navy, from New York City.
Oh, I'm going to faint.
You feel you have to be held up? No, still got your sea legs?
I'm going to faint very shortly.
No, you're not. We're going to take care of you, and the only thing you'll do is faint when you see how pretty the girl is that you're going
Thank
to make
you,
it.
Thank you, Ollie.
Oh, it's nothing, really. Are you all right now that I'm holding your hand?
A little bit better, not
you
much.
You seem fine to me. How can you be nervous? You've got 9 battle stars on those ribbons.
The battles don't mean anything. I'm nervous.
The audience didn't hear that. He said battles don't mean anything. I'm not nervous then. 9, but why, you outrank 2 admirals. What do you mean?
The admirals don't scare me either.
Nothing scares you but a microphone?
That's right.
Don't you be scared. You're much too nice. And you're from New York City, huh?
Yes.
The tree grows in Brooklyn, but we get the shade in New York City. Is that right?
What's left of it.
How do you spell your last name, Mr. Shade?
S-C-H-A-D-E.
S-C-H-A-D-E. What kind of a name is that?
Oh, it's Irish and Scotch.
Well, the Irish are very
Dutch
bold
mixed.
People. I expect you to talk right up now. Do your race proud.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, huh? And what did you do before you got into the service?
Well, I used to play golf professionally.
You played professional golf?
Yes.
That's all right. Are you going into it afterwards?
No, I'm going to electronics.
Electronics, huh? You've studied
That's
electricity,
right.
have you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, then don't be nervous. You can't be shocked very easily, can you?
Yes, I can.
Well, all right. Now, you just stand there on your own 2 feet, take a good deep breath, and let me ask you if you've had any hair-raising experiences.
You mean beside this one on my lip?
You mean... You mean beside the mustache?
What's left of it.
Have you had anything unusual happen to you?
Oh, yes, once
what?
In Algiers.
What happened?
Well, it was about 10 fellas, and we were coming back to the ship.
Uh-huh.
And we all got very hungry.
Yeah.
So we stopped in this little Algerian shop
yeah.
where they served champagne, eggs, and
yeah.
all sorts of things.
So?
And I went in, I ordered champagne and eggs for everybody.
Yes.
And when the bill came, we couldn't pay it.
So what happened?
So they kept arguing. Finally, we ran out of the shop, and all the about 10 of them chased us with big, long, curved daggers all the way down to the ship. We were scared stiff.
You ate up the profits, and they wanted their cut, huh?
We didn't realize it had cost so much.
All right. That's a very sweet story, Edward Shade. And now, pull up the window shade and see if you can make a blind date with a very pretty girl by the name of Mona Voight.
Thank
not
God.
To be confused with Nolan Voight. She's from Syracuse. She's dark, has, you know, very smooth headdress, and she's wearing a lovely dark skirt and a white blouse and beautiful, big, brown, enormous eyes. Now, go ahead.
Oh, my head.
Hello?
Hello, Mona. I'm scared. I'm Ed Shade from New York, a Navy man, and I'd like to cuddle you under my arm and show you the spot.
Oh, do you know all the spots in New York?
Oh, you better be careful or the mayor will hear what you just said.
Why?
Don't you know this town is supposed to be spotless?
But I mean, do you know all the places of entertainment in New York?
Oh, I think so. See, there's a store club. There's romance in Central Park. I think there's also a little romancing on the east side on Riverside Drive, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, do you think you could take good care of me?
Oh, I'm sure I could. I'll do my very best.
10 seconds now to take good care of her. Go ahead.
Pardon me, but just because my name is Shade, I'm not really a shady character.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Darling, another New York county is heard from, and I'd like you to meet Martin Belafonte, a corporal in the Army from the Bronx, New York.
Hello.
How long have you been in the service, Martin?
Oh, about 2.5 years.
And where have you been most of that time?
Mostly Germany.
Germany? How long were you there?
From November of last year until June of this year.
Why so long? My heavens, it's a long time for one man to be there.
Well, I was a guest of the German army most of the time.
Were you a PW prisoner?
That's right.
Oh, my, I'm sorry to hear that. Were you in a prison camp there very long?
Well, most of the time I walked from one to the other. I walked from the Americans to the Russians, back to the Americans, back to the Russians.
And now you've come home to us, huh?
No, I walked straight
through.
You walked
across the water, right over to us, huh?
That's right. I had a little help from an airplane, though.
Good. Do you feel pretty good now?
Right now, I feel very good.
Were you in the bulge there at Germany? Is that when you were taken?
I was the bulge.
You were? Let's see, what was that famous division in the bulge, the 106th Division? Is that
what
you
were? Oh, I saw a lot of them. No, I'm in the 99th.
In the 99th Division,
That's
huh?
That's right.
99.9% fellow, all of you, huh? And I see you're wearing a citation. I'm sure you did a wonderful job in the war, and now I'm going to see if you can do a wonderful job at making a blind date. Go over to the telephone and talk to Mona, Mr. Belafonte. Belafonte. Cute name. Take the B off and you'll be in the Bronx Zoo.
Hello?
Go ahead, doctor. Hello?
Hello, Mona.
Yes?
This is Marty Belafonte, the Bronx cowboy. I'll bet you're glad to know I come from the Bronx.
Why should I be happy about that?
Well, haven't you heard? The Bronx is going to be the 49th state. In fact, the Bronx is what makes greater New York greater.
Say, are you trying to make a date with me or with the Bronx Chamber of Commerce?
You, of course. I think I'd look rather foolish dancing with the Chamber of Commerce.
Then talk about yourself and tell me what you look like.
Oh, well, I'm 5'10". I weigh 150 pounds and I remember to eat. I have 2 eyes, 2 ears, and approximately 28 teeth.
Look, I don't want a description. I want a description, not an inventory.
All right, now, 10 more seconds, sir.
Well, my time is up now, but as they say in France, you for me for you, baby.
Martin, you don't mind holding the sailor up till we get the...
Anything for the armed forces.
That's all right, Ed. Now, Mona, who's going over to Sherman Billingsley's with you? Is it going to be Edward Shade or Martin Belafonte?
Martin. Good. Martin Belafonte. Congratulations, Martin. Now you can go back and lie down. I mean, sit down over there and rest.
For me.
All right. Now, here's your orchid. Go on over and see that pretty girl you just won for yourself.
Oh, Dad, there's nothing like this in ETO.
Woo-hoo, huh? All right, now you're going to have your $5 telephone money question that Heinz has concocted for you. All you have to do is finish this quotation. He who fights and runs away will what?
Get court-martialed.
Much the best answer. You get the $5, Miguel. Go meet the other couple.
We now congratulate you, for you have a gorgeous gal. You turned the trick and got your chick thanks to the soldier's pal.
Hi!
Many a true love story has started with the touch of a woman's hand. Soft, smooth, romantic hands. And no fooling, hands like these can be yours too, no matter how much rubbing and scrubbing you do these days. Yes, nationwide tests proved that amazing new Heinz, enriched with lanolin, gives a feeling of smoothness to rough, scratchy hands in 30 seconds, in 95% of cases. So remember, no matter what rough work you do, you can have smooth Heinz hands, too. Get the new Heinz Honey and Almond Fragrance Cream tomorrow. It's lanolin enriched.
You're tuned to Blind Date, friends, your Friday night Heinz hand lotion program. And now, Kenneth...
Now, Arlene, a store club try by Bernard Kite, a private first class in the Army, from Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome, Bernard.
Hi.
Mr. Kite, huh?
That's right.
That's an unusual name, Kite.
Well,
any girls got any strings attached to you?
Not that I know of.
No, you're perfectly free to for tonight anyway, aren't
certainly
you?
Certainly am.
And how long have you been in New York, Bernard?
Oh, I've been here off and on for over a year.
And do you like it pretty well?
Love it.
And where were you overseas?
I was on a ship. We sailed American European waters.
You look awfully happy, too.
Very nervous.
Don't you be nervous. What did you do? What hobbies do you have? Did you do anything before you got into the service, or were you going to school?
I went to school, and I'm still going to school at night school in New York now.
You are? What are you studying at night school? Aren't you an ambitious young man?
Oh, they don't pay you enough in the Army. Something to keep your evenings and save a few cents. We go, accounting and economics.
Well, a very enterprising soldier. You ought to do all right in the future if you're working that hard now. Are you musical at all? Do you play any musical instruments?
I used to play the cornet in high school, but...
You didn't?
Gave that up.
You went from tooting to shooting, huh?
Something like that.
All right, Bernard, I'm going to let you get over the telephone now and see if you can blind date a young lady by the name of Lillian Davis from Binghamton, New York. She's wearing chartreuse in black, and don't forget she's an American Airlines stewardess, and they're all very pretty.
Hello.
Hello, Lillian.
Yes?
This is Bernie Kite from Chicago, Illinois, and I'd certainly like to go to the store club with an American airline stewardess.
You sound as if you might be air-minded, Bernie, are you?
Air-minded? Well, I wouldn't mind an heiress.
Well, I'm hardly that. I'm just an American Airlines stewardess.
Then you must fly pretty high.
Well, sometimes we get as high as 12,000 feet.
Oh, I wouldn't want to go out with an American Airlines stewardess.
And why not?
Well, just think if we were going steady at 12,000 feet and all of a sudden you decided to drop me.
I take it you wouldn't care for lovemaking at 200 miles an hour.
At 200 miles an hour? Airspeed? Well, tell
right.
me, how's your ground speed?
Very good. Go ahead. 10 more seconds, Bernard.
Well, Lillian, I only have a few seconds left. But there's an old saying, if you pick me tonight, you'll say later on, you went right with Kite.
Thank you, boy.
Now, Arlene, here at the microphone on his way to the telephone is Jerry Hogan, a coxswain in the Navy from Lynn, Massachusetts.
Welcome, Jerry. Lynn, Massachusetts is not too far from my hometown. I'm a Brookline girl myself. Hello, I'm glad to see you.
Same here.
Are you feeling all right, Jerry?
Yes, almost.
How long have you been in the service?
I was in 2 years last June.
And where are the places you've been?
Well, England, Scotland, Wales, and France. And so.
Really? Do you have any unusual experience in Scotland?
No, not a few, but not worth mentioning.
Not worth mentioning. You weren't in any tight places in Scotland, huh?
No.
And what hobbies do you have?
Well, I do a little painting.
You do? Do you paint women?
Well, women do pretty good by themselves.
Oh, I see. I get what you mean. Do you hope to be a commercial artist after the war?
Yes, I do.
And what sports do you like?
Well, I like just about all of them, but golf in particular, golf and football.
You're pretty good at golf. I suppose now when you get out of the Navy, you won't say fore, you'll say fore and aft, huh? All right now, Jerry, I know that you're going to be much happier when you're sitting down making a blind date, so go on over to the telephone and talk to Lillian Davis.
Hello?
Hello, Lillian?
Yes?
This is Jerry Hogan from Lynn, Massachusetts. I'd like to get in a clam bake with you at the Star Club tonight.
Oh, I don't think it'll be a clam bake, Jerry.
Well, what's the matter with clam bakes? I like them pretty well.
Yes, I know you have wonderful clam bakes in New England. Do clams really taste good?
Well, a fella doesn't know what osculation is until he kissed the girls for eating New England clams.
Say, how many girls did you leave in Lynn, Massachusetts?
Just about all of them, I guess.
And I suppose you're anxious to get back to lead the life of Raleigh?
No, not me.
Why, I thought all Irishmen liked the life of Riley.
Oh, I thought you said the wife of Riley.
All right, 10 more seconds, Mr. Hogan.
When you dance tonight down to Star Club, I hope you're pretty close by Hogan's Brogans.
All right, sir. Thank you. Well, Lillian, who's the lucky boy? Is it Bernard Kite or is it Mr. Hogan? What's your first name? Jerry Hogan.
I think it'll be Bernie.
Bernie Kite. Congratulations, Bernie. You did a nice job, Taylor. There you are. Go on, get that pretty girl.
This is what we've been fighting for?
That's what you've been fighting for. That's all right. Now, here's your $5 Heinz question. Now, listen to this very carefully. What is the real title of this bestseller book? A Specimen of Deciduous Flora Flourishes and Achieves Maturity in an Urban Environment of the Metropolis. Could hardly say it myself.
Maybe a little flower.
No, not the little flower. He grows in New York. Now, what's the other one?
The tree in Brooklyn?
That's right, a tree. I'm glad you didn't say a bush in Bushwick. That's fine. You get the $5. You did very well. We'll all be going to the Store Club in a minute.
We're glad you and a girlfriend had a meeting of the mind. You've got your date, let's celebrate and give three cheers for Heinz.
Heinz!
Heinz! Heinz! I love that. Well, you three boys who were runners-up are going to get $15 each, and I know you're glad to have this moment's rest. You were all a little shaky, but you did wonderfully. In addition to your prize money, you're going to receive tickets tonight to see the wonderful musical comedy hit Marinka, playing at the Winter Garden Theater, and tomorrow night you're going to see Duffy's Tavern at the Paramount Theater. And the mothers of all six of you boys will receive a year's supply of Heinz hand lotion, plus a phonograph record of your portion of the program. Thanks again to our listeners for being with us. Please come back again next Friday, won't you? Here's hoping our three couples have a wonderful evening at the Stork Club.
And so we conclude another blind date with Arnie and Francis for tonight, friends. Remember, next Friday, it's a date for blind date. Until then, this is Ken Roberts saying goodnight for Heinz Cream, the hand lotion with the famous honey and almond fragrance.
Girls are putting on their fall suits, and of course men wear suits the year round. And that means for both of them a suit-saving expense in finding Etiquette, the antiseptic deodorant cream. That's why so many of you will turn to Etiquette now. For Etiquette always does the right thing in checking perspiration, and its regular use really prevents the perspiration damage to suits. There's no trick to using it. It goes on creamy smooth. Yes, you'll be wise to use Etiquette every day. It only costs 10 cents and 39 cents plus tax in the blue plaid jar. And remember, it's always Etiquette to use Etiquette. This is Charles Stark speaking.
Maybe you think a uniform doesn't help those lads or the gals. Just ask one. He'll tell you so. Like we're going to tell you that...
This is the American Broadcasting Company.
Say, you no sooner get through with laughs than you get excitement and thrills on this network. There's some fellas here waiting right now to give you a thrill. Yep, coming right up is a two-fisted case on This Is Your FBI. over WJZ, New York.
8:30 p.m. by Ben Russ, B-E-N-R-U-S, official watch of famous airlines. Time to buy victory bonds.
The Equitable Society presents This Is Your FBI.